Greenways are not a threat. It's actually the opposite, that they keep the line and they stop encroachment. They stop people building on the line, or, you know, it just keeps the line in public ownership. And it really is such a win-win. I'm 100% in favour of rail, of trains. I'm constantly promoting. I'm constantly looking for upgrades on our lines. But it's just, it doesn't make any sense. Like, how can you say that they want to keep this line for a train when nothing, there's no report, there is nothing to show that there is any investment going to be made in this over the next few decades. And we have this piece of infrastructure that we could actually use for the next few decades. And in 6 months, if it ever comes to the rest that it can be handed over, then that's the licensing agreement. So it actually is a win-win. And, you know, it's something that I'm going to continue to work on with the departments and with the local authority and with TII, because this was the agreement. This Irish Rail gave Sligo County Council and TII their blessing to work on this project. And we're in phase three now. And all of a sudden, you know, they said, no, you're not allowed to go ahead.
Has Irish Rail at this point, though, given any clarity as to why they seemingly changed their mind, given the fact, as you just said, that they effectively allowed the local authority in Sligo spend such an exorbitant amount of money on this project in the first place?
Yeah, and well, it's the Department of Transport money and Climate Action money. So they have paid for the project to be developed this far. But no, there's been no discussion with Sligo County Council. Weren't informed until June. There was a submission that was made in December by the CEO of Irish Rail, Jim Mead, to say that they weren't happy with now the Greenway going ahead, even though that they backed it for 6 years before that. So there was no discussion. Sligo County Council then wrote in February looking for a clarification. And Irish Rail didn't write back to Sligo County Council until June. So how can a body, a state-sponsored body, how can they treat a local authority or a Department of Transport like that to say that, well, oh, we're, you know, no, you're not allowed to go ahead with the project now? It doesn't make any sense.